Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning, guys. I'm Jen Ryan. Bill is on vacation. But finally, we also have clear skies like Bill, at least for right now. You are going to notice a big difference driving in this morning. You can actually see in front of you, and the roads are dry. Just a reminder, as you are planning your day today, this is very exciting. Be by a computer at 9 a.m. because that is when single game Phillies tickets go on sale. Yay! Online, phillies.com. Very exciting. Sure sign of spring, right? And it is still going to be kind of warm today. I mean, considering it is mid-February, increasing clouds, late day rain, and a high of 48. We'll take it. Your Exergen Be Ready update is brought to you by Haller Enterprises. Don't get caught in the cold. Have your heating system cleaned and checked by a Haller technician for only $79. Trusted by thousands of customers, Haller is honored to be serving homeowners and businesses since 1981. Visit HallerHeating.com to schedule today. PA 1867. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, you know, spring is around the corner when two things happen. The Phillies pitchers and catchers have their first official workout down in Clearwater, which is today. And also when the lineup is announced for the Roots annual picnic at the Man in Fairmont Park. This year, the headliner is going to be Philly's Meek Mill. That was just announced. Tickets go on sale Friday for that show, which is on Saturday, May 30th. Speaking of tickets, just a reminder, you will get the chance to win Celine Dion tickets at 8:30 this morning. We have a pair to give away today, Thursday, and Friday. So hopefully you can join us then, 8:30 on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So we're right in the middle of Valentine's Week. We want to talk romance this morning. We want to talk about one of the probably most romantic things that can happen to someone in their life when they get engaged. So proposals. Where and how did it happen to you? Okay, my husband proposed to me in a restaurant. It was right before I remember the dessert came and he got down on his knee. The whole restaurant, you know, everyone
That's
stood
awesome.
Up and clapped. It was very cool. I had no idea.
Really?
You know what the first question out of my mouth was before I even answered him? I said, "Did you ask my mother for permission?"
No
well,
way.
Well, my father's not around. And he goes, "I did." I said, "Okay, good. Yes, I
then
would love
you to. Can say yes."
I just knew my mother would be, she would want that, you know,
of
and that
course.
Was like the first thing. You have an interesting story, producer Nate.
Yes, I for one am not engaged or married in any way. But
He's a baby.
Yes. one of my best friends from college, he actually got his girlfriend on the 4th of July to go to Fogo de Chao with him. So
right.
They did go to a restaurant, but they walked into a ballroom of their whole families. And all of their friends from college, and right then and there, he got down on one knee behind her as she was surprised.
Oh,
so she turned
awesome.
Around and saw him down on one knee.
I love it.
And asked her to marry him, and they're getting married in May.
Oh, are you going?
I am. Yeah,
cool,
I'm super
cool.
excited.
I bet you are. So yeah, that's what we're talking about today. Give us a call if you don't mind. Share the details, because we would love to hear about how you got engaged. And here's our number, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, guys, reminder, Valentine's Day, 2 days away. It is on Friday. So this is Valentine's Week. We do want to talk romance, specifically where and how did you get engaged? You remember, Joan?
Yes, we were in Ocean City, Maryland.
How fun.
Yeah, and we were at dinner. He asked if I wanted to marry him, and it was pretty simple. It wasn't anything real extravagant or different, but
that's okay.
It was really sweet. We were away for the weekend.
Now, during what course of dinner did he ask? Did he wait till after dessert? Did he ask in the very beginning?
No, at the very end.
Okay.
I can't remember the restaurant, but yeah.
Oh, because I was wondering. if you guys ever go back there, but being at the shore is very special.
Yeah, it was very nice.
How many years has it been, Joan?
Let's see, we're going on 33.
Wow. Well, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to both of you. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
How about you guys? It's Valentine's week. We want to talk romance. Getting engaged is one of the most romantic things that can happen, right? Tell us the story. Where were you? How did he or she do it? We'd love to hear the details. So give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Valentine's Day? It's only 2 days away. So we're talking romance this morning. Specifically, how did you get engaged? Go ahead, Alyssa.
My husband surprised me by taking me to a drive-in movie theater. And in between the two movies, he had it up on the screen asking me to marry him.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. You must have died.
Oh, I did. I was crying hysterically. He turned the lights on in the car. People were honking. It was one of the best days of my life.
Absolutely. Now, I'm just curious, where in the world was this drive-in movie theater?
I believe it was in Orfield, Pennsylvania.
Is that up in the Lehigh Valley?
I have no idea. He just started driving.
I love that story. I'm so glad that we're talking about this today because everyone, of course, remembers where and how they got engaged. Yours so far takes the cake, Alyssa.
Oh, thank you.
All right, let's hear how Ed got engaged. Go ahead.
So me and my fiance met on Veterans Day. She's a Marine. I was Navy. I had a business trip in Italy. I had her fly out to Italy. I took her up to Lake Como. And proposed to her in Bellagio with pizza, prosecco, and an engagement ring. Getting married on Veterans Day this year. So
this is amazing. Well, first of all, thank you both for your service, obviously. But how romantic, Ed!
It was quite incredible. Stayed in Como and then ended in the mountains of Italy.
I mean, this is George Clooney-esque. That's what he does. He goes to Lake Como, you know?
I heard he was from Como, but we didn't look for him anyway, so.
I don't know how you're going to top that with your wedding, but congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to top it. We're going to Hawaii for our honeymoon, but I don't think anything could ever top that experience that we had in Italy. So.
Oh, I don't know. Hawaii sounds pretty awesome, too. What about you guys? Give us a call. How did you get engaged? It's one of the most romantic things that can happen to someone. And since we're in the middle of Valentine's week, that's what we're talking about. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we have some very romantic people here in the Delaware Valley. We're taking your calls this morning on how you got engaged. Kim, go ahead. We'd love to hear.
Jen, I got engaged on the millennium when it turned to the year 2000.
Okay.
And we were on our Christmas vacation, and we went to Paris because we got cheap tickets to Paris. And they do the countdown on the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And my husband proposed. But the interesting part of this story is not just that we were in Paris on the millennium and I got engaged, but Paris made the metro system, the subway system, free that day to everyone. But then in their great wisdom, they closed it at 12 o'clock. So millions of people were stuck in Paris at the Millennium downtown with no way to get back. So
oh
we walked over 3 hours back to our hotel.
Wow.
Which I thought was a sign that the marriage was going to last because we were able to endure the freezing cold and walk 3 hours back.
In Paris. So yeah.
Yes.
And it has lasted. So what, we're coming up on 21 years? Congratulations.
Thank you.
888-333-B101 if you would like to share your engagement story. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
We're smack in the middle of Valentine's week, so we're talking romance. One of the most romantic things, of course, that can happen to anybody is getting engaged. And we want to hear how you got engaged. We're hearing some great stories this morning. Christine, go ahead.
So my husband and I were dating for a couple of years, and we volunteered to do a flash mob for the children at Tops to raise money.
Awesome.
So we did it two different locations at two different malls. At the second location, after the dance was over, the girls and everybody involved in the dance had already all planned it out with my husband.
Okay.
So it was right after the dance, and it was right in the middle of a mall with 300 people surrounding us. It was during Christmas time, so it was to Run, Run, Rudolph.
So is that like your favorite Christmas song of all time?
That is our favorite Christmas song of all time. And the funny part, another funny part is that my daughter goes to dancing school, and their recital this year is a Christmas theme, and she's dancing to Run, Run, Rudolph.
That's weird. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty special to us.
Great story. Thank you, Christine, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too.
And, you know, here's a nice Valentine's Day gift. We have $101 that you could win if you can answer our brand new IQ. It's coming up soon. We'll start taking your calls right around 7:40. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
B101. Hi, good morning. What is your name?
My name is Felicia. I have a funny story, engagement story.
Go for it, Felicia. Tell us.
Well, we were on our way to Las Vegas, and unbeknownst to me, my husband had the ring in his pocket. And we were watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I remember that movie.
Uh-huh.
And I was hollering, screaming at him, saying, you know what? We're having such a good time. But no, no, you don't want to never step up to the plate. You never want to step up to the plate. You don't want to propose it. You don't just want to do it. And I'm saying, I don't get it. What's wrong? But when we break up, start crying, and all of a sudden, he just whipped out the ring, and I just shut up.
Oh, my gosh. How bad did you feel at that moment?
I felt so small. We have so much fun together. We've been together for 21 years now, and it's still a joy to be with my husband.
Oh, Felicia, congratulations. That is a great story. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to start taking your calls for the brand new IQ. We've got $101 in the jackpot.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, if you played the Mega Millions last night and you live in New Jersey, holy moly, check your ticket. There was one winner. Someone woke up this morning $202 million richer. Now, it hasn't been announced yet where the ticket was sold. And remember, this is interesting. We actually may never know who that winner is because of that brand new law in New Jersey. Lottery winners are not mandated to come forward, you know, to the public anymore. They can stay anonymous. So if it is you, I don't know, I'd keep quiet. But congratulations. Wow, $202 million. I'll tell you what, though, you could be a winner with us in just a few minutes, because coming up at 8:30, you're going to get the chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Celine Dion. So stay right where you are, and good luck from Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
All right, we've got $101 in the jackpot this morning because it is a brand new IQ, and here it is. There are more than 1,200 versions of these. What are they? Hey, Joe, good morning. What's your guess?
I would like to say penguins.
Penguins? I would love to know how you came up with that guess.
Of course there is.
Oh, really? Okay. You looked it up. Well, I didn't know that, and I totally believe you, but penguins, not the guess that we're looking for. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Penguins. I love it. All right, not penguins, though, so keep calling with your guesses. There are more than 1,200 versions of these. What are they? And here's our number, 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
And it's a brand new IQ this morning, so it is worth $101. Here it is. There are more than 1,200 versions of these. What are they? Hey, good morning, Julie. What is your guess?
Good morning. Font.
Fonts. Okay, do you have a favorite font?
I like the ones that are, like, fancy.
Fancy? Like calligraphy?
Yes, that one.
Yeah, really nice. I like those, too. But no, I'm sorry. Fonts, not it.
Okay, well, thank you.
Hey, Stephanie, so how about you? There are more than 1,200 versions of these. What are they?
First thing popped in my head was the Bible.
1,200 different versions?
Yeah, because I think they have them in all different languages and stuff like that.
Okay, good guess then. Makes sense, but no, it's not the Bible.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Jim, how about you? What is your guess?
Dating apps.
Dating apps. Wow, you know what? You're probably right. I can't even. There's got to be countless dating apps. It's not dating apps, but you're kind of on the right track. It does have something to do with love. I'll put it that way.
Thanks a lot. You have a great day.
You too. All right. You got your first hint. It has something to do with love, keeping in mind, of course, that Valentine's Day is a couple days away. But anyway, there are more than 1,200 versions of these. What are they? And we're going to add another $101 to the jackpot. That's what we do every single day that it goes unanswered. So tomorrow morning, we'll double up to $202 at 740. Good luck then. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.